بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب ما جاء في إمامة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this is the chapter that has come on the turban of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he wore a turban regularly, according to the explicators of these ahadith. And he also encouraged us to do it as well. So therefore this classifies, the wearing of a turban is classified as a sunnah. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in one narration that you should wear the turban regularly because it increases halam, forbearance. And in another narration, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the turban is a sign of Islam, and it helps distinguish between the Muslim and the kafir. Now the ulama have a debate over the length of the turban. Imam Nawawi, who's one of the famous scholars of the deen, says the Prophet ﷺ actually had two turbans. One of them was short, about 6 or 7 zira. Zira is like this, so arm length. And the other one was long, and it's about 12 zira. There's debate among the ulama as to exactly what the length of the Prophet ﷺ's turban was, but this is Imam Nawawi's opinion, and it's one of the more firm opinions in this particular matter. So the first hadith is on Jabir, radiallahu anhu, qal. دخل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مكة يوم الفتح وعليه إمامة سوداء. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he entered Mecca on the day of the Fatha and he was wearing a black turban. So proof that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم actually wore a turban. عن جعفر بن عمر ابن حريف عن أبيه قال رأيت على رأس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إمامة سوداء. This particular companion narrates that he saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and on the Prophet's head was a black turban. And Ja'far ibn Amr ibn Khurayth and Abihi قال أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خطب الناس وعليه إمامة سوداء. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم one time was giving a khutbah. Some ulama say that this particular khutbah was given at the time when Mecca was conquered, and it was given at the door of the Kaaba. And other ulama have the opinion that this was given on a Jummah. And there's a third group of ulama who have the opinion that this was actually given right before the death of the Prophet ﷺ, when he came in and he gave the khutbah in the masjid. So again, the Prophet ﷺ was wearing a black turban. An ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qal, kana nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha tamma sadana imamatuhu bayna katafay. So it's stated that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to wear a turban, he used to leave a tail to his turban. And sometimes he would let the tail hang over his back, and sometimes he would let it hang over his right shoulder. Next hadith is Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. And then Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khatab al-nas wa alayhi imamatun sawda. Again, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was giving a khutbah to the people, and he was wearing a black turban. In fact, according to the ulama, this particular hadith refers to when the Prophet ﷺ came before his death. Very, very close to his death, the Prophet ﷺ came for the last time on the minbar of the masjid, his masjid. And he gathered the companions together. After this particular occasion, the Prophet ﷺ never again ascended the minbar of his masjid. And so the Prophet ﷺ on that day spoke of the Ansar with the companions. And he mentioned the greatness of the Ansar, the sacrifices of the Ansar, and he asked that the future umara, the future leaders of the Muslim ummah, to deal with them properly and to give them the proper respect that they deserve. Now, this particular hadith, one of the people in the chain of this hadith is Ibn Ghassil. Ibn Ghassil is the son of Ghassil al-Malaika. Ghassil al-Malaika was one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what happened was that at the Battle of Uhud, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was preparing the Ummah to head for the Battle of Uhud, the companions began to collect their things for battle. One particular companion, he had just gotten married. In fact, his marriage was planned on the same day that the Sahaba were about to leave. And so he went to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said, Ya Rasulullah, this is my situation. I've just gotten married. And so I would like to move on and go to my wife, and then inshallah I will join the companions after that. And so he asked permission, and the Prophet ﷺ gave him permission. After he spent time with his wife, he then came racing from behind. And he finally caught the Sahaba right when they were in the line to begin the battle. And through the battle, of course, there was a difficult period when the enemy came from behind the mountain pass and attacked the Muslims, and then some of the Muslims lost their lives. And one of the people who had lost their lives was Ibn Ghassib. Was Ghassib al-Mala'ika, the person who was washed by the Mala'ika. Now, what's beautiful about this particular instance is that after they were gathering the bodies of the Muslims in order to bury them, they noticed that this particular Sahabi, his body had been washed and his hair was wet. And the Prophet ﷺ explained to the companions that the angels had actually come and washed his body for him. Meaning, he had spent the night with his wife and he didn't even have the time to do a ghusl in order to come and join the battle. But he didn't want to miss the battle because he had taken the word of the Prophet ﷺ. So, he, instead of performing the ghusl and delaying, he quickly as possible, he caught up with the Sahaba and entered into the battle. And as sort of an honor for him, the angels were commanded to wash his body, and he became known as Ghassil al-Mala'ika, the person whose body was washed by the angels. And actually, Ibn Ghassil was his son, and that night that he spent with his wife actually resulted in her having a son. And that son is actually in this particular chain of narrators.